Okay, now we'll go to the 1 minute responses each for these questions from the citizens that have been dropped into the bowl. We will change the order as we go along. If we can have this round, Mayor Hatfield go first, go down to the end table and have Bill Thresher go last, and we'll move on down so that the same person isn't starting to respond every time. Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay. So here's the question, feel free to ask me again because it may not be very clear. Name a cause or organization that you have led to a worthy ideal. What principles did you apply in that leadership? Mayor Hatfield?
My background has been with the military. I spent 30 years in the Utah National Guard. The time I was married, I worked with the National Guard Army here in American Fork. At the time I retired, I was a colonel and was responsible for the pay, facilities, allowances, ammunition, maintenance of equipment for all of the Utah Army National Guard. I had active duty, I had reserve time, as well as National Guard time. I think that any time you serve your government, there's an opportunity for you to grow and to take pride in the service that you render your community and your country. I'm proud to serve my country and my community, and I think that has given me an insight into some of these leadership goals. Thank you.
Through my profession, working with cancer patients, we've had the opportunity to start a race, a half marathon. It's called the American Fork Canyon Half Marathon. I like to run myself personally, but we started a race 3 years ago. Where the proceeds from this, not just the proceeds, but anybody that pays the race fees for this race would go towards helping cancer patients in our area that can't afford to pay. So we've put this event on. We've grown from about 800 runners in our first year to over almost 3,000 runners last year. And we raised close to $200,000 for cancer patients that stays right here in this community to help people that can't pay to help pay for their cancer. So leading and an event like that takes a lot of organization, a lot of planning, and we try to keep it a nice event for runners, but not lose sight of the cause, which is for cancer patients.
Can you repeat the question again?
Yes. Name a cause or organization that you have led to a worthy goal. What principles did you apply in that leadership?
I think most of what I've done is either work or church service. So. I think with the church services, try to delegate and give people an opportunity to serve and also try to expect the best from them. And I think I've done a good job of trying to be kind along the way. Thank you.
Yeah, so I served on the board of directors for a credit union just as a volunteer. And this credit union didn't actually have a budget. They made me the budget chair. And some of the principles that I used was to every board of directors meeting was to have a report from the manager of the credit union on how they were doing in terms of the budget, as far as revenue coming in and also expenses going out. And through that, we were able to bring some accountability and reduce the expense, some of the expenses of the credit union.
I've been a small business owner for 13 years. It's a company that I started on my own as soon as I got out of college. It's a grassroots thing. I work directly with my own budgets in decreasing my fixed and variable costs to get the highest return out of my investment. I've been doing this for 13 years. I'm currently in the process of looking at franchising my company and taking it to other cities. I've got a younger brother who's assisting me in this because he's currently in law school and dealing with people who franchise. This is something that I've sought. Again, the whole goal, the thing that I truly believe in is getting the highest return to your investor. In this case, in the mayor's role, it's getting the highest return to the homeowner and business owner within the community. This is something that I seek. I do this by analyzing the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of the things that I encounter each day. Through that, I've been extremely successful in what I've done. I'm number one in my own market.